الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaarak wa ta'ala has explained to us, we see all of us, that there is lot of evil and harm that is carrying on. And it was the system of Allah ta'ala, the planning of Allah, that shaitan will be in this world, and he is the one that makes all this evil and harm coming. Then he uses his various agents for this purpose. So always this evil will be there. So we don't have to be so worried about the evil which is around us. What shaitan also traps us in, that we're just talking about all the evil, all the fitnas which are there, and we don't think of the cause of it, and we don't think of the solution. We're just talking of the fitnas all the time. And that is not going to get us anywhere whatsoever. Wherever there is a problem, if we start blaming one another, it's not going to solve the problem. What was sort the problem out, find out the cause, and to be saved from that problem in future. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, this fitnas, troubles, whatever it can be, what we are facing with, whether it is the New World Order, whether it is the Abrahamic Accord, whether it is the sex education in schools now, whether it is all the other fitness, this lesbianism, homosexuality, the Darwin theory of evolution, all this fitness which are there, they will be there. But Allah Ta'ala has made the means to repel it also. And that is that we have to choose. There are those people who will be causing the fitna, and those people who will be fighting the fitna. So we must be amongst those people who are fighting the fitna. And they are the ones who are on the side of Allah. And those who are causing the fitna, whether it is the non-believers, whether unfortunately amongst the Muslims today, there are those people who are also causing, and even amongst the learned people. So we mustn't be in that group. We must be in the group that are fighting, which are on the side of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. If Allah did not repel some people against the others, that is, those people who are doing evil and who are promoting, and all the efforts they are making to promote evil, if Allah did not repel them, and of course Allah doesn't come Himself, He uses His people, and we must see that we are amongst those people. So had Allah not made this arrangement that evil will be repelled also with good, then if that was not the case, لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ, then all the places of worship, these places should have been destroyed. And as we see in the world, they are destroying masajid also. Masajid are being destroyed also. So this will happen. And all this is because the people of truth are not standing up. The people of truth will stand up, then none of these things will happen. Allah has made this system. And this masajid, يُذْكَرُ فِيهَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا, in which Allah's name is taken in great abundance. Even those masajid will be destroyed. If the people of Haqq do not stand up and they don't do their work, then the places where a lot of ibadat takes place, to a person could never ever imagine that in Hijaz, Muqaddas, what we call Saudi Arabia, part of it, that their idol worship will ever come alive again. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam destroyed idol worship completely. And then in about the last century, the Salafis who are in charge there now, they are even more harder against any type of grave worship, of anything like that they are. But they are the very ones today that in the schools in all of Saudi, Hinduism is being taught. which is idol worship, which a person could never ever imagine that it could happen in Saudi Arabia, and at the hands of the Salafis this could happen. The Barelwis and other people who have got shirk tendencies, that could be understood. The Deobandis are the most moderate, and they don't involve in any type of the shirk whatsoever. This Qabar Pujari or anything, not even any Uras, not even any Milad or anything. They've got the 100% and the great love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Salafis are on the other extreme, that they even denounce and deny the basic right things also, just because they say we want Tawheed. Tawheed must not be tempered with in the least, but they are the very ones today that they have brought idol worship there, teaching Hinduism in the schools there. So we have to be very careful. We can, at one time, one of the Muslim rulers, when he went on jihad expedition and the da'wah of Islam, they came to a place where they entered with no opposition whatsoever. The cities those days were walled, and there used to be gates by which you entered the cities. They entered freely. They thought perhaps it's a trap, that they will let us come in and then surround us and destroy, but nothing whatsoever. And they found that there were no men in the city. When they found out from the ladies, etc., the children, old people, then they told them, our men are gone for a debate. What debate? That the debate, it was the Christian people. And what debate were they going to have? That whether Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, after she gave birth to Isa alayhi salam, was she still a virgin or was she no longer a virgin? That was the one point that they were debating about. And the second point, whether the urine of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is paak or napaak. They were debating on that, and they were so involved in that and unmindful of what is happening, and the Muslims conquered the whole place. The leader of the group told the Muslims, before you laugh at these people and their stupidity, fear the day when this very thing will be in us also. And we will also then be fighting with one another, and the enemy will have taken us over completely, and we won't even think of fighting the enemy. Today all the evil is in our lives, it is in our homes, it is in our masajid. Where are we going to fight it? So it is very, very necessary, and Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ, that the truth has come and the falsehood has vanished. And falsehood is such, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا, the very nature of falsehood is that it will vanish. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to give this example, that you have a house which you are not occupying. It just locked up and it just kept. So definitely all the dust is going to accumulate, and the more longer the period, now spider webs will also come there, rats and mice will also come there, and perhaps even now snakes will come, all because you're not using the place, it's just lying like that. But the day you want to use it, then you come with your team of cleaners, you hand it over so to some cleaners that they must come and clean it, and perhaps in half a day, one day, the whole place is clean completely. So as long as the cleaners were not there, nobody was cleaning it, the falsehood and the darkness and the evil was having a free day. And they were doing all, and they were thinking, we are in charge, and we have got everything here, and we are the big people here. But as soon as the truth, the right, the cleanliness came, all that completely vanished, almost immediately there was no sign of it. Similarly, if there is a place which is dark, we come in the masjid, the muazzin normally, first person to enter the masjid, masjid lights are all off, it's completely dark. He doesn't have to give a bayan to the darkness that get out from here. Now the people want to come, we want light here. He doesn't have to come with guns and with swords and fight here. All he has to do is, in our time now, just press one little button. And as soon as the light comes, where the darkness goes, nobody knows. It just vanishes also. And the light, the darkness can't stand the light. As soon as the light comes, the darkness just vanishes. All this darkness of the new world order, all this fitness which are so much around, even our own desires of looking at woman, this fitna, and the desires of worshipping our own nafs and following our own ego, all these things, they are there because the truth hasn't come on the scene. And it is our duty. Allah will do it, but Allah will use us. Just like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people that they must go into the city Allah has commanded and they will win the whole battle. They really don't even have to do anything. They just have to show their face. And the batil and the evil will be completely repelled. But when they do, they replied, اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّ هَاهُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. You and your Allah go and fight, we are not going. So till we don't stand up, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. And Allah will help those people who will help the deen and bring the truth come. So that is our duty, to bring this deen of Allah Ta'ala. We must make that effort. So Allah says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Allah will definitely help those people. We don't have to think it's so difficult. The whole world order, all the governments of the world are in favor of it. They are all pushing that agenda. The Abrahamic Court, even some of our ulama are unfortunately part of the whole thing. And big ulama, names of big ulama come also. So how are we going to fight it? We don't have to worry. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives this example, which our Shaykh mentioned to us many times, that in the jungle, the fox is a very frightened animal, very coward animal. And it has got no power and strength, also a small little animal, like a dog size more or less, a small puppy dog. But if the lion has to tell it that you have got my support, I'm with you. Anyone who wants to trouble you, anything, just you tell them that the lion is with me. Now the fox, which is such a weak animal, it will dare the elephant also. It will dare the tiger also. It will dare on the big, big snakes also, because the lion is behind me. So if we have got Allah behind us, what have we got to worry? وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. And with taqeed, with emphasis, Allah says, Allah will definitely help those people who will stand up to help His deen. So Allah's help will be there. Allah's help will be in our courage also to do it. Allah's help will be in guiding us to do the right thing also. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what was their condition? Weak people. They were nothing. They were so weak. But when the Iman and Islam came into them, and the support of Allah was with them, they overran the world. The mighty powers of that time, the superpowers of that time, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, they just overran them. Those people could do absolutely nothing. And even in our time, the Taliban, in a matter of 20 years, they overran the superpower of the world. America, and not only America, with NATO and all its allies also. And not only them, a certain number of 20 years or so before that, they destroyed the other superpower, Russia also. And perhaps about 40 years before that, the British was the superpower at that time. Three times the British came, and they destroyed them also. So the real superpower in the world, undoubtedly, are the Taliban, is Afghanistan. They have destroyed all these other superpowers. They are just all spider webs. And they have built, and inna ankar al buyut la baytul ankabut. The weakest, the flimsiest house is the house of a spider. What can it do? Nothing whatsoever. So all this is just like that. Allah give us that yaqeen. We mustn't be taken over that this people, yeah, this will happen, that will happen. We are supposed to be people of Iman. We have got Allah on our side. So Allah Ta'ala say, and then Allah Ta'ala tells us further, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah Ta'ala is, and with stress, the most powerful, Qawi. There is nobody who can match anywhere near Allah Ta'ala. Also with this we should realize, whether it is crime, whether it is this kidnapping, whether it is anything else, all these harms, if we want to fight it with asbab, with means, they are also using asbab, the wrong asbab. If we use the right asbab, haram asbab, like for example, we use cameras in which there is photography, photos being taken, that is haram. We use haram insurance policies, that is haram. But if we use the permissible things, we use security gates, alarm systems, etc., we have guards, etc., all the permissible asbab. So these, the batil asbab run ahead all the time of this asbab. But we know the, how much of crime in the world and how much of planning is done to combat the crime. But crime is all the time ahead of the security. Now, they can't cope, governments can't cope with the crime. So much so that the American army needed also security for them. They use security companies to protect the army. So asbab is so weak that the army is supposed to be the strongest, but they have to use security companies to protect them so that they can go and attack. So that won't help at all. What will help is yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala and amal and all the asbab of the crooks, of the kuffar, the world, the new world order, whatever it can be, it can never come near amal, and can never come near dua, and can never come near yaqeen. It can't touch it also. So Allah is laqawiyun, aziz. How much Allah stressed it. Qawi is more than enough to, for us to understand. And aziz, al-ghalibu ala kulli shay, who overpowers everything, وَلَا يَغْلِبُهُ شَيْءٌ, and nothing whatsoever, and everything together cannot overpower Allah, cannot come anywhere near Allah. So we just a matter of standing up for the truth. Then Allah explains, أَلَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, these are those people, if we give them tamkeen فِي الْأَرْضِ, control, and whether it is control at the height, the government they have then, and it is control at the lowest level, our own self. Every person has got control over himself. And then if he's a father in the house, he's got control in his family. If it's the mother, she has got her control. If it is the ustad in the class, he has got his control. If it is the principal, he has got his control. Whoever, whichever level and degree of control we have got. When Allah has given this tamkeen fil ard, and everyone on himself, he has got this tamkeen. If we become angry, don't say somebody provoked us. That is an outside force, and we can't stop people from provoking us. But yourself, that you don't get provoked, is in your control. Husband and wife, the husband said this to the wife, and the wife reacted like that. Or the wife said this, and the husband reacted. We haven't got control of the other person, but we got control over ourselves. So we do the thing that we are supposed to do. You're not supposed to get angry, don't get angry. You're not supposed to swear, don't swear. You are not supposed to become violent, physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse. Don't do all that. It's in your control. So Allah has given you that tamkeen. Use that tamkeen. Today we want to always blame other person, because that person said this, that person did this, but what did I do? I'm responsible. And till we don't realize this, we won't be able to move forward one hair's breadth and make any change or any difference, whether it is in my life, my personal life, whether it is in my home, my family, my society, nowhere. I have to realize Allah has given me tamkeen on myself, and I must use this. And to save ourselves from guna, the quality of sabr, Allah has given it to us. That sabr, the one aspect of sabr is that a person doesn't do the wrong. And that whatever, and Allah has kept that quality. And we have got it, but we are not using it. If we all start doing this, this batil, whatever is so big in the eyes of everyone, it will just vanish. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. It's mizaj. Just let the truth come. Just put the light on. Just start cleaning. Just come with your brooms and all the spider webs. One shot and that whole spider web is broken. So it is in our control. And what will these people do? Aqamu salah. That is one of the primary things that they will see. Iqamat salah. We have to see, I have to see in my life, each one of us. Don't think of the other people who are far from deen. How are we going to explain to them? How are we going to bring them closer? Whose mindset is completely, but our own namaz we can correct. And namaz, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, that if we will do this, the whole world will come right. So iqamat salah, the quantity of our namaz. Our zuhr is 12 rakat. How many of us are making 12? Jumu'ah is 14 rakat. How many of us are making 14? Asr is 8 rakat. How many of us are making our 8? Isha is 17. How many of us are making the 17? So even the quantity. Then as far as the outward postures are concerned, all this is called iqamat salah. The outward postures also be correct. We stand in the correct way, 4 fingers apart, facing the Qibla with our legs. We raise our hands properly. We fasten them properly. Our ruku, sajda, where our eyes, our gazes are supposed to be in namaz. All those things we do correctly. So this is all part of iqamat salah. And then a very important ingredient of iqamat salah is concentration and devotion. How many of us have got that concentration and devotion? And it is so easy, Allah has made it. The greatest ni'mat of Jannat will be the didar to view and to see Allah Ta'ala. And when that ni'mat will be given, all the other ni'mats of Jannat, the hurul ain, the food, the drinks, what one zanjabila, aynan fiha, tusamma sal sabila, what ni'mats, مثل جنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آس what water وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى what the names of but this will be nothing it won't a person mind won't go to it when he will see Allah the enjoyment and Allah has given that to us in this world 5 times a day. If we will come to the masjid, Allah is calling us for His didar. That in namaz, your concentration and devotion. And yeah, if we are not going to make the didar of Allah, how are we going to do it in Jannat then? We can have all the small ni'mat of Jannat, but the main ni'mat we will be deprived. And Allah is calling us. And sajda is the place where the person is the closest to Allah. And we make a little bit effort and that enjoyment of salat will come into a person's life. And then of course the great enjoyments of Jannat which Allah Ta'ala will give. وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةِ And the other is to give our zakat. The farad zakat. The greatest means of our tazkiyah, purifying our heart is zikrullah. And the greatest means to take out greed and to take out stinginess from our heart, which are two terrible qualities, to have greed all the time what other people have got. Stinginess, we don't want to give what we have got. The greatest the means of that is the zakat, spending in the path of Allah. Sadaqah, how much a person will give and he will see with his eyes. He can start with even 1 cent. And he will see how Allah will give him more. And not only more in money, but Allah will give him a bigger heart. And he will start spending a rand. And then he will see how much more and how much bigger Allah is making his heart. And then he will start spending hundreds of rand and thousands of rand. And it is so easy. One person came to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and gave him some khajur or something. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave him gold in return. How much Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to give? Whole bellies of sheep and animals Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave away and Nabi Ali Salam did not earn anything. He didn't do any business when he became a Nabi. Never on record did he do any transaction of business, worked for somebody, earned a wage or anything. But the amount he spent, nobody in the world spent the amount that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spent. And the other very important, وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Amr bil ma'roof. This is the thing that we are completely negligent in our own homes, with our wives, with our children. We don't do amr bil ma'roof. And if we do it, we do it wrongly also. We become harsh, we become abusive, etc. There is a way that a person does amr bil ma'roof. He commands the right, but he's still loved by the people. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that if a person, his family has bought some clothes which are not correct for the children, some toys which have got murad pictures on them, or the musical tones in those toys. So the way to correct it now is buy a more expensive, more better toy, and then take this toy away. And so they won't even miss this toy, because they got something better. But our attitude is, we'll grab this haram, that how can you do this? And now we leave the children with nothing. And what they came to enjoy, we took that also away. So they will hate us in return. But if we do it in the right way, give something better. And that is also to spend in the path, to learn to spend. And give the better thing, and then take the inferior thing. They won't even miss it. So, Amr bil Ma'roof, Nahya Anil Munkar. This is unfortunate thing which we can't tell our wives also. And even if we complain about our wives, we will tell that, please don't say, I told us. Or our children also, we can't. That there also we say, don't say that I said this. So these are the things. Don't worry about the world or new world order. Don't worry about bin Salman and all the evils there in Saudi. Worry about ourselves. That what we have to do. We are not doing what we have to do, and we worried about what other people are doing. Then how can that person ever? I'm not going to work, other people are stealing, and I'm not working. I must go and work and earn my living and carry on with my life. I have to do what I must do. But I'm worried about all, decrying everyone, denouncing everyone, and what I have to do, I'm not doing. So that is what we have to do. وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. And only for Allah belongs the end result. The end good result is solely Allah is لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. And وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. All good, the good results are only in the hands of Allah. So work towards pleasing Allah تبارك وتعالى. So this is what we have to do. So for that, firstly, لا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا. Do not even incline to the wrongdoers. Today we dress like them. Their lifestyle, their holidays, their education, all their things. And then we are talking bad. How can it make sense? It doesn't make sense at all that we our enemy we are following, and what he's doing to us, we are telling you the work of the enemy is to harm us. Our work is, we don't follow him. مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. We just, our tashabbu with this people, we will be counted amongst those people. And مَن كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. If we just increase the numbers of those, of any people, we are also part of them. Whether we are just going to a sports stadium, we are increasing their numbers. Whether we taking part in their events in any way, we are part. مَنْ رَضِيَ بِعَمَلَ قَوْمٍ كَانَ شَرِيكًا فِيهِمْ. A person who is happy with what some people are doing, the wrong things. Even if a soccer match is taking place in England, and we are just happy it's taking place, we are part of them. Anything, any good, and ijtima is taking place somewhere, and we are happy this ijtima is taking place, we get the sawab of that also. So we have to see that where we must not incline, we must in fact oppose all the wrong. That we are not doing, we are inclining towards them. And this is for us, those who think and would like to think we are in deen, and we have got deen in our lives. and we are following sunnat and we are people of sunnat, this is our condition, then what are we crying and lamenting about? And when this is our condition, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has outlined it very, very clearly, our way. And the simple way is, and the straightforward way, bring deen in my life. And then bring it into my home. And when I bring it in my life, deen is sweet, deen is enjoyable. And for a while, people will have some object. We will find it hard also to bring deen. But just go through the process. And once you will do that, then you will find that Allah Ta'ala will make it enjoyable. The test will be there for a little while. With the family, a little test will come. But afterwards, they will also automatically follow. Because deen has got that attraction. And to bring deen, you have to work hard to bring the proper deen. Then people will be attracted. And then everyone else will also follow. But if we just follow in the wrong, to make ourselves happy, we are following in the ways of the kufr and shirk, and making ourselves happy, how can deen be established? And in our families, we are going to wrong places, we are doing the wrong things, how is deen going to be established? So Allah Ta'ala, give us that tawfiq to understand, start with myself, and bring deen in my life, and batil will just vanish. It will just go away, there will be no sign of batil whatsoever. May Allah give us all tawfiq, proper understanding of deen, proper amal. And the important thing is, maut is there, facing us in the face, and we are going to go to maut. If a person blindfolds a sheep, and gives it sweet water and green grass, and then takes it, opens its eyes when it sees the slaughtering man with his knife in front of it. Now what can, it was eating all the sweet water, drinking the sweet water and eating the green grass, it is there. On the other hand, if we are blindfolded of all this filth and dirt of this dunya, and we practiced on deen, and if we are brought into a garden, and then that blindfold is taken off, and we see a beautiful garden, with all the roses and flowers, with all the fruit and all the great enjoyment in that garden of Jannah. So this is the, don't be tempted by this dunya, don't be overtaken. See reality, and we go to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.